that brings back some memories, doesn't it? Well, here at Edinburgh, there are 41 lunch and dinner performances and 11 special anniversary shows of an amazing show called The Fawlty Towers Dining Experience. What is that, Al? Well, it's a lovely, lovely, affectionate kind of homage to Fawlty Towers, the BBC series. Guests sit down for a three-course meal. They're entertained by Basil and Sybil and Manuel's antics. Actually, what really impresses me as somebody that attempts to do my scripted one-hour comedy thing every night, 70% of this is improvised. The rest is a little bit of original script that they have themselves. It's fully immersive. The audience gets involved. It's going to be coming over to Galway for the Vodafone Comedy Festival. 20 years on the go, created in Brisbane, Australia in 1997. But enough of all that boring Wikipedia type stuff. We don't need that, because here in studio we have Basil, Sybil and Manuel. Hello!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That was wonderful. How do you talk so much without coughing?
Or breathing, for that matter.
Yes, he's very good, isn't he, Basil?
Would we say good?
Thank you for having us today.
No, you're very welcome. Well, Sybil, you look stunning.
Oh, don't. Oh, look, he's charming, isn't he? Aren't the Irish charming,
yes,
Basil?
Yes, they are quite, aren't they?
Yes.
No, but you look, you seem in fine form.
Oh, I do. Well, yes, you know. Well, we have to put up with, we're doing two sittings a day, so
I
we're
see.
All running on extra time at the moment,
it's
aren't
luncheon
we?
Luncheon and dinner.
And how are you, Basil? Because you seem a little bit wound up.
No, I'm quite... Fine,
he's always wound up.
No,
he's
not.
Always wound up.
I'm
he's
not.
A grumpy old sod.
I'm not
he really
I'm
is.
Civil.
No, you're not civil.
Oh, you're Mr. Forte.
No, yes, I know who I am, Manuel.
Manuel, how are you?
Eh?
Oh,
Manuel,
God.
You. Should I speak slower for you, Manuel?
Eh?
Should I speak slower for you? Basil, should I speak slower for Manuel?
Yeah, Manuel, he's asking how you are.
Ah, si, very nice, senor. Si, si.
Oh, very he's, good, yes.
Please to meet.
Pleased to meet you. Yes,
see.
Absolutely. Pleased to meet you too. It's stunning how amazing you all look, though. I feel like I'm in a bit of a time machine.
Well, one
perfect
one's
for radio, isn't it?
We'll take a nice picture of you for everybody at home. Have you had famous guests, Basil? In at the show?
We did, didn't we? Just recently we had someone.
Mainly mothers,
in. Aren't we? Lots of mothers like our show. It's very, it's interesting,
can't
isn't
think
it?
Why.
Which one? We had the, you know, the tennis one. Ooh, she
Murray.
Just, yes. Mrs. Murray,
Julie
was in.
Murray.
Oh,
Andy yeah.
Murray.
Yes.
No,
the
Mrs.
Mother.
Murray,
no,
the mother of. Yes, we don't actually get celebrities, we get celebrities' mothers.
Oh, I love this that. Is. Okay.
The mother of the most successful British tennis player. Oh, he is one.
Did you yes. spend time with her? Did you spend time, Basil? Did
well,
you play
one,
tennis?
One,
did you?
Well, you were rude what? To her.
No,
yes, you were. You mentioned her hair. You said she had two different colours of hair.
Well, she did.
Well, yes, that's true. It is true. But she's more important than that. She's a tennis player.
Unless she's been in some sort of radioactive accident, then that shouldn't happen, should it?
Well, no, but look, she's a tennis coach. She can do what she likes, can't she?
Yes,
Manuel played tennis with her.
Manuel played tennis
he
with
did.
Her?
He did. Well, I say Bing. Played tennis. He threw some nuts at her.
Did you enjoy throwing your nuts
Senor
at her?
Senor Fortes, you say to serve the nut.
Yes. Right. No, not serve like in tennis. Serve... to the guests.
Oh, you see, that's where
what
the misunderstanding the lies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We did have another famous mother in, though. PJ Harvey's mum. Do you
oh,
know
no,
her?
I see. No, I don't know personally.
The pajama lady.
Oh, no, Basil had never heard of her. Right? No, not the pajama lady. No. She's
no?
a lovely singer from Devon. Oh, she's very famous. I've got her CD
what
upstairs.
Is she a singer?
Well, yes, she is a singer, Basil. Look, unless it's, what is it, Brahms? You don't know it, do you?
Basil, one imagines that there isn't a meal without an incident.
No, it's all perfectly civil.
Really?
There's a few little...
Nothing goes wrong?
No, absolutely.
What are you talking about, Basil? Tell the truth. Everything always goes wrong. It's because you're incompetent. You are incompetent.
No, he's in the restaurant.
What's that?
Okay.
What did you say, Manuel?
In the restaurant.
Yes, he's in the restaurant, but he's incompetent
no,
when
in,
he's in the
not,
restaurant.
It's not my fault if the guests can't be civil. I mean, honestly, it's amazing some of them dress themselves.
Have you been to Galway before?
Oh, yes, we have. Oh, we had a marvellous time, didn't we, Manuel?
Si,
so
si.
When we were there a couple of years ago in October, Manuel and I decided to go jumping in the bay.
Oh, lovely.
In
oh,
October.
God. Skinny dipping?
Basil wouldn't...
What?
Well, it wasn't skinny dipping, no. We did have our trunks on.
Would you not take off your trunks, Basil?
What?
No, he wouldn't do it. He was scared, you see.
Scared.
He flails around like a sticky insect.
The Atlantic Ocean in October.
Yes. Oh, it's scary, though. Have you done it?
I've never done it,
What
no.
do you mean you've never done it?
No.
Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? This year, will you do it? Will you promise right
well,
now?
We all do it, Sybil.
You're
not
going to jump in Galway Bay, are you?
If Basil will do it, I'll do
if
it.
If Basil will jump in Galway Bay, so will you.
Oh,
marvellous.
God.
There you are. That's a contract, that is.
What?
That's a verbal contract. jumping in.
You are incredibly tall, Basil.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I just wasn't sure if you would be. Good nutrition.
Yes.
Well, not from our restaurant.
And Manuel, do you serve the guests every night?
Huh?
Something. You look after the guests every night?
See, I look after. See. I'm not lucky to serve, though. I don't swim very well.
They love him. It's unexplainable to us, but they absolutely love him. I think it's something to do with the puppy dog eyes, isn't it?
Pity.
You come, senor, for meal?
Sorry?
You come for meal, senor.
Oh, I will come if you're going to.
We take good care of you, see?
Well, if you throw your nuts at me like you did at Andy Murray's mother, then certainly I'll...
Well, that's a sentence you don't hear every day.
So, Sybil, I get the feeling that you're very honest, you're very level-headed.
Well, of course, yes, you have to. Honesty is always the best policy.
No, I isn't. Well, you have to deal with Basil, who... I mean, you're a lovely man, Basil, but you can be
irritated. He's not a lovely man, no.
I respect you. I think you'll tell the truth.
Of course.
What kind of incidents have happened over the last while?
Do you know, once upon a time in London, whilst we were doing our dinner service, the fire alarm went off in the entire hotel. The entire hotel. So suddenly, Charing Cross Hotel in London, we're being evacuated. So we had to get all the guests out, didn't we? Yes. Absolutely all of them. Some of them are there in their dressing gowns and things like that. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, the fire brigade turned up.
Yes, then someone draped ourselves over them, didn't we?
Yes, we did. But you know what we had to do? Honestly. We all had a good old sing-along, didn't we? We sang, "We'll meet again." It was like water.
Oh, I love that. Oh, will you do with me, Sybil?
Ooh.
We'll meet again.
Is this completely necessary? I'll tell you what, now that we're singing the Galway one, I do like that. And the boys of the NYPD choir are singing Galway Bay. Oh, I'm so looking forward to
that. Basil, you must
not reference that smut.
Smut? No.
Well, it's a Christmas song, Basil. Don't be such a Scrooge.
It's not Jingle Bells, is it? I'm not being a Scrooge. I'm being traditional.
Traditional?
Yes.
Well, what Christmas songs do you like?
Likes a strong word.
You're such a grumpy man, aren't you? We're having a nice old Irish sing along with the Irish ones.
Fine.
Why not? You never like it when I sing, do you?
There are nice things in Ireland. You could do. See the cliffs of Moher, Basil, if you wanted, or you could
Giant's Causeway.
You could do the Game of Thrones tour.
The Game of Thrones. He doesn't approve of the Game of Thrones.
You don't like it?
Well, it's a bit risque, isn't it? There's you know, the boobies. Well, there are.
Say.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's all right now in the 21st century.
25 on a.
That's all
if
right.
If we'd like to dine with you in Galway, do you know where we should go? Do you know where you're...
Yes, to the restaurant.
Oh, right, OK.
It's
so
usually
to the
where
restaurant,
it happens.
Straight away.
See, place to join, see.
OK. And Manuel, you'll be there?
Okay.
I can guarantee on your presence in Galway.
I hear, senor.
Yes?
You see me?
No, you're here right now, Manuel, but you'll be in Galway when we're in Galway.
You are here now, you will be in Galway then.
But we have lunch food today.
No, we're not going to Galway now. We're going to Galway in October.
Basil, when we get to then, you will be there then.
Yes,
yeah, fantastic.
There.
And Sybil, you'll join us as well.
Maybe not.
Well, I look forward to skinny dipping in Galway Bay with you.
Oh, it's a contract.
And maybe a little sing along. Thank you so much for joining us, Manuel. Thank you.
Gracias.
Basil, thank you so much.
Mon plaisir.
And Sybil, what a dose. You're lovely. Thank you so much.
Marvellous. Can we keep him?
More music on the way in today, FM.